Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. How y'all out there in this morning and junk and stuff? I am joined this morning. Yes, I am Roger Love. Let me just say that. Yes, I am. That's me. And I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, ma'am. I'll ask you how you're doing in a minute, honey. Yes, ma'am. But let me first say good morning to Miss Mahogany. Good morning, Mahogany.
Good morning, Roger Love.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastical in a roundabout sort.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, here you go. Here you go.
Now, Miss Kiki, honey, how are you feeling this morning, dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just doing, like I just said, absolutely fantastical in a roundabout sort of way. Yeah, you woke, you woke, you all right? You all right? You feeling good? What's going on with you, honey, that you didn't go to sleep last night?
I don't know.
Okay, did I just blast you like that for real? Because it felt like I just did.
Because
I truly didn't mean to sound like a blast, but I'm like, girl, what's going on, child? Yes, ma'am. Well, all right, then. Well, we're just going to hope that she wakes up all the way, child, in the next minute or two. She needs to get some coffee in her veins, I think. You know?
Right, then she can come out and play. Right, right. Then you can come out and play. Get your coffee and then come on out and play.
Yeah. Sip on your some tea. But in the meantime, honey, let us do what we do best, child, and let's get this show started right with a few birthday wishes, because I ain't got but two this week. All right.
That's a shocker.
Well, I know, child, it happens sometimes. But next week seems like it'll be making up for it, I think. Yeah, the end of June. But right now, I will have to say happy birthday coming up on Tuesday, June 21st. Good Lord, my tongue is not working like it should. Okay.
That's not what your friend said.
Ooh, see, stop playing, honey. Stop playing. That's what they said right there. Stop playing. Stop it. Let me stop. To Miss Khadija Florence, she is going to be turning 48 years old. But, honey, when I tell you she don't look it, it's amazing how some people, child, they can put their age on some things, child, but just know damn well they don't look to be that old, for real. 48 years old, I would have never paid. Because, see, when I first found out how she was even older than I was, like, doubtful. And she was one of those people that I had to see their driver's license to leave it, for real.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. But she still claims it. So I'm like, you know what? I guess after all these years, child, it must be some kind of truth to it. Bless your heart. But your jeans, girl, there must be some kind of perkment, child, because you ain't aged not little. Not a little, not a lot, not a nothing. You have not aged since I've met you, and that was over some years ago, yeah. But happy birthday to you anyway, honey. Also coming up on Friday, June the 24th, Ms. Yasmeen Ziad. Oh, bless the heart. That's my little Shasta. That's what we call her. Yes, that's her name, but we call her Miss McNasty. She calls herself Shasta McNasty. I don't know. I think it was like she was a stripper in her mind or something. I don't know. But, hey, her birthday is coming up, and I ain't going to say it out there, child, because she ain't put it out there, because I don't know exactly what the number is, but I know she's still younger than me, so you go, girl, okay? Yes, ma'am, and that's coming up on the 24th, like I said. So, and that's my birthday wishes for the week, y'all. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, y'all.
All right, now. Okay, now, Miss Kiki?
Yes?
Do you have any birthday wishes that you would like to give this week, honey?
Yes, I sure do.
Well, all right, baby, let them have it.
Well, I forgot to shout out last week, Mr. Ice Cube. Yesterday was his birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Ice Cube.
All right.
All right.
Also, today we have Mr. Michael Coleman. Michael will be turning, I think, 44, 45. I don't know, Mike, you are old. I can't call it. Tomorrow is Mr. Marshall McGowan. He turns 42. Happy birthday, Marshall. On Tuesday, June 21st, we have Mr. William Paul Butler, my girl Nikki's husband. Happy birthday, Mr. Butler. On Thursday, we have Miss Cat Daddy Turner on June 23rd. Turns 40 years old. De Niro, I'm sorry, Cat Daddy Turner. He turns 40 years old. On June 23rd, Thursday, also we have Unique Khan's birthday. Happy birthday, Unique. And on Friday, June 24th, since we've been wrapped up our Geminis, we have Miss Amia expecting my miracle George birthday on Friday, June 24th. And that's my birthday wishes for the week.
All right. Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Okay. Now, Miss Mahogany, do you have any birthday wishes you'd like to give out for the week?
No, I won't have one till next week, and I mean one.
Oh, well, hey. Well, you know, that's what happens sometimes, bless your heart. But in the meantime, I'm in between time, child, yes. Let me have to reiterate to some folks, child, that yes, coming up next week, y'all, it's finally going to happen. We're going to be back on the weekends, honey. Just strictly the weekends, Saturday and Sunday. Same bat time, same bat channel, but just on a different day. Well, but a same day, because we were Saturday and Sunday. Y'all know how it is when you get working and child life gets in the way and things have to change and stuff and junk. But thank goodness, child, is actually going to be changing back to where we can do this radio show for y'all every weekend on Saturday and Sunday. We ain't got to worry about no more Monday and me saying that I can't because I got to work, because I still got to work, but the show just ain't going to be affected by it after this day. So, yes, ma'am, coming up, we're going to be doing Saturdays 9 a.m., Sundays 9 a.m. Be ready, honey. That way we can get y'all starting y'all right, and we can actually help y'all end it right, okay? How about that? All right. Now, y'all excited about the change, or does it even matter to you?
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Okay. Yes, ma'am. It matters to me. Yes, it does, because I'm, like, so tired of missing out on Monday's chat, and then it's like, yeah. Yeah, they be having nice little conversations without me, y'all, and it's like, oh, my. Meanwhile.
Well, you were there in spirit.
Yes, but now I'll be there in person. Yes, ma'am. I will be there in person. So, now, getting this week also back on somewhat, I don't know. But y'all know there's been some kind of strange stuff going on in Florida. Child, it's like, I don't know what done happened in Florida, but it's like stuff just started going on. And it's like, wow, you know, like all of these crazy things happening. Now, I know y'all talked about, you know, on Monday, the mass shooting that took place. And I'm like, you know what, when I heard about it, of course, I'm just like everybody else, like, what is this world coming to in junk and stuff? I'm like, it's just like the stories that I've started hearing, you know, to follow the tragedy. It was just like, y'all, oh, my goodness. And then it's like people are just truly, truly just losing their minds, for real.
They might have been gone. It's just affecting us now.
It's just right.
You know, it's just affecting us now.
Risk. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was everybody else, but now it's all of us.
See? It's just starting to come to fruition.
Your front door. Look, your front door. Fuck a fruition. Your front door and your back door.
See?
because that could have been any one of us. That could have been any one of us, any one of our straight allies. That could have been any one of us at that club. We could have decided to spend Pride in Florida. You know?
See?
It could have been any one of us. It could have been me in that church in South Carolina. It could have been me in that theater in Colorado. I mean, we're all affected now.
Mm-hmm.
We're all under attack. We're all under attack. Something has to change.
Definitely. And, you know, I was thinking, because, you know, just that weekend, we was doing up some celebrating ourselves. You know, and it's like it puts that mind frame, shot, just like it happened at that club to everybody else that was there, it was a random thing, you know. That it was like they just so happened to be there. But the person that actually did the evil, child, it's like, yeah, he knew exactly what he was going to do, but nobody else truly knew if they were affected by
no.
it. Would not have been there. And just
no,
like
he had intent.
At that club, it could have happened anywhere throughout the city of Atlanta,
anywhere.
Out the city
anywhere.
Of Orleans, anywhere, New York,
anywhere.
LA.
Anywhere
just doing
that someone has an anywhere that has that a person has an intent to harm is at risk.
Definitely. And it's like, child, all it takes is just one crazy ass person to just walk up in anywhere, child, and just do some stupid shit, and that's it. That's it. Lord, see, this is where I think prayer is going to definitely have to come in and take over, because it's like, it's just too much. It's too much that people are just doing just for the sake of doing stuff. Because there's no rhyme or reason behind this other than just pure evil. You know?
No, I think it's pure evil. I think it's pure evil, and I think it's a cheeky way of looking at things. You know, I'm a Christian. You know, I practice sometimes. you know, and I believe in the Word. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe He was born and raised, you know, born and died for my sins and whatnot. But you know what, though? I can talk to you about the Lord. I don't have to shove it down your throat. I don't have to make you feel like you need to live some kind of way because you're not living the way that I see fit for you or what have you. Because God deals with people in His own time. You know what I'm saying? So it's not my job, I don't feel, to tell you how to live or kill you because you're not living right. So that's where I draw the line. That's where I draw the line in this religious fight that's going on, this religious battle that's going on. I have no qualms with Muslims, but I have a problem with these extremists that feel like they can just come over and kill people that's not living right, according to them. I'm like, they're not God. Nobody ordained them and made them God and resurrected them from the dead to make them Jesus Christ. So you know what? Have several seats. Have several seats. Worry about your own life and your own salvation, okay? Get you together. Get you together, and then you can pray for somebody else.
Bing.
Okay.
Now, how about this, even, child? My thing is, like, okay, like you said, they're coming over here to tell people that they're living wrong and living this way and that way and all that other kind of stuff. And my thing is that, okay, well, you don't live over here, so why does it bother you?
Really?
How does it affect your life the way that I live mine? How does it affect your religion and, you know, what you believe because I don't live the same way that you do? It's like this is a big earth, you know? Big earth. Stay there where you want to be, where you don't have to be bothered with people like myself, people like other than you, you know?
Well, with this situation, Raj, this boy was born and raised in America. He was an American. He's dead now. Hallelujah. God forgive me. He was born and raised in Florida, born in 1986. Now, for him to have all of these thoughts and feelings and opinions about people and how they live their lives and everything couldn't have been something that he just came up with on his own. So I'm looking at the Paul.
It's always, child, it always goes back to the parents and how they were raised and all that other kind of stuff. I mean, that does play a big factor. And at the same time, I feel like, okay, at some point, even still, you might have been, you know, raised with that kind of mentality as far as the person that raised you. But you're a grown-ass man now. So that tells me that if you're grown, if you're not still living in your parents' house, in the basement somewhere, I guess, or whatnot, or whatever, it's like you've actually gone out into the world and you have actually encountered different people. You've actually seen. Now, I can understand, again, the way that you were raised and the things that you were taught is still something that's going to be there with you. But at a certain point, when you start seeing things in reality, it's like you could be told until you blew in the face that, you know, this type of person is this and this type of person is that. But when you see that type of person in your face and they're not living up to what it is that you think that would have been taught that they would be, then where does common sense click in at that, okay, well, maybe at this point, maybe that's not all the people. Maybe that's not all of this kind of person. Maybe I've been taught something from somebody else's perspective. You know, let some kind of common sense take over at some point. You know?
No, people that do stuff like that, people that do stuff like what he did has no common sense. And then there's some reports that people think they're thinking. They don't know because he's dead. He can't answer for himself. They're assuming that he may have been gay himself because he had several profiles on different dating websites. And I'm like, no, that don't mean he was gay. That means that he could lure someone in. He was an ugly man, boy, youngster. He wasn't ugly. So, I mean, he could, you know, use his looks to his advantage to do what he intended to do, whatever it may have been. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't necessarily think that he might have been gay. He might have been. He might have been fighting with his sexuality. I don't know. But I know he did something horribly wrong to kill innocent people that had nothing to do with him. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Now, to take a different spin on this whole situation, child, not to really cut what you were saying, because I get it and I understand it. But this is something that I came across on Facebook, child, where somebody that, you know, I call the conspiracy theorist, put out there in the universe, but it was like, okay, now really, you know, okay. He basically said something because, you know, people were commenting about it. And so one of the people that posted something about this situation, he actually put on there, so you really believe that this actually happened? And, like, basically saying, like, well, let's just wait for the funeral. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, so are you trying to say that this actually did not happen? So everybody, I guess, that was in that club that got shot or, you know, and went to the hospital, that's in the hospital now, they weren't actually bleeding. They didn't show them on the TV actually bleeding. Okay, then that was what, movie magic or something? Or were they doing a television show about what could happen or what? I'm like, what is it that you were seeing that nobody else saw? Or what is it that everybody else was seeing that you didn't see?
Excuse me, is this the conspiracy theorist in your family?
Yeah,
or one of your friends on...
Of course, it's a conspiracy. There's only one conspiracy theorist that I have on Facebook, child, and it's like I can't deal with more than one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just shut up right the fuck now.
Yeah, well,
right.
I'm just
ahead,
like, you know, when it comes down to it, again, people do some elaborate stuff, child, sometimes. And if that was an elaborate scheme to try to do some kind of conspiracy or to try to do whatever it is that he in his mind is trying to go on, then, child, they need to stop injecting those drugs into the doggone, you know, air. Because, yeah, a lot of people were high that day if that did not actually happen, I'm saying. You know, that's what I'm saying.
My question to him would be like, do he believe that that dude went up in there and shot them people in that church? Is that a conspiracy theory? Did that really happen for him?
At this point.
We don't know. We don't know. Next. Case closed.
That's
next.
Conspiracy.
I wouldn't even.
I'm just like, yeah, everything is a conspiracy.
I wouldn't even waste my breath talking to that fool. Let me shut up right now.
Ooh, see? Anyhow. Moving right along, as they say, child. It's like, hey, that was just some stuff there. But also, some more stuff to deal with in Florida, child. Okay, now everybody got all, you know, bent out of shape when the whole situation happened with the gorilla baby, you know. And it's like they shot the gorilla, child, and it's like, okay, yes, but now in Florida, child, and doggone on a Disney or Disney, is it Disney World or Disneyland resort that they got there?
World.
Disney, I think it's Disney World, yes. Disney World Resort, child, there was movie night at a beach. And on the beach, they had signs that says, please do not go in the water. Apparently, somebody did not tell to the father and two-year-old son that was, you know, playing near the water. The child, and it was at nighttime, the child was literally standing by the water, you know, playing, I guess, in the little shallow part of it, you know, tapping his feet and doing whatever, child, and the pop wasn't paying attention to what was truly going around, but I don't know how much you would have been able to see at night, you know, by the ocean in this Disney World, and then they had a movie going on, and it's like, okay, child, all of a sudden an alligator just jumped out of the water, child, and snatched that little two-year-old by the leg and went off into the sunset after he actually had a little battle with the father.
Yep.
And I'm like, that had to be, I know for the father, child, that had to be the most difficult thing that you would ever have to deal with in life, to wrestle an alligator first, trying to get your son's leg free, but then to not be able to do that.
Mm.
That had to be the hardest thing in life to deal with.
I can't. I would pray that I wouldn't have to, you know, go through something like that, because that's just, whew, Lord.
That's just, child. And it's like one of the most random things that could have happened, I think. But at the same time, it was like, now people started posting a bunch of different stuff, of course, going back to the gorilla, and I think, now, are they going to talk about that family running them through the mud because of da-da-da-da-da-da? And I'm thinking to myself, now, see, A, negligence, I can't say, was a factor in this situation because they were on a beach. Now, true enough, you know, at any given time, it did say don't be by the water, don't go in the water, whatnot. And they were watching a movie. Now, the two-year-old could have any time just went off and just did whatever. Now, I think the alligator child was just basically around stalking because there were people there and was hoping for a situation where somebody wasn't paying attention, you know? But at the same time, it was like, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah.
Now, stuff like that can happen. Yes, a child can wander off at some point if you're not really truly paying attention to what exactly they're doing at every minute. And being by the beach, that could happen, you know? But it's not a situation to where you sitting up there letting your child play by a monkey cage, and then he winds up just falling in. My thing is,
no,
and been on the damn cage.
No. That's not what happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what happened. They were at the exhibit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The gorilla is, you know, many, 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 many feet away and below them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there was a flaw in the design of where the public can be. There was a design flaw. So there was a hole that has been there since like 40 years. You know, they had this hole. That's how the little boy got in. He just, you know, the mom had turned her head for a second. He climbed in the hole, and next thing he knew, he was independent of the gorilla. That's how it happened. She turned her head for 1 second, and that little motherfucker went and ran up in that hole. Okay. If they knew, just like they said they knew, that hole been there for 40 years, but no child ain't never jumped in there. You know what I'm saying? They should have never had that hole there. You know what I'm saying? That hole should have never been. It should have never been in no design flaw. You know? Because I'm like, you have the general public visiting this zoo every day, hundreds of thousands of kids weekly. Okay? And y'all knew about this hole, this flaw in the design. Okay, I'm about to get paid. Yeah, my child should have jumped down there and shit, but I'm about to get paid. Because y'all knew that flaw was there. Y'all knew it was there. Y'all didn't do nothing about it.
Hole for 40 years. How big was this hole that they never actually thought to close it?
Big enough for a kid to get in.
But not big enough for the monkey to get out?
Right.
I'm like, wow. Okay. Now, see, yeah, I didn't hear about the hole yet. So, yeah, that just shows you that I've been working a lot. But, okay, going back to that whole situation, that's where it all battles down to now. So it's like, okay, there's no negligence there either for the most part because you have everybody standing around. And most of the time, even still, when you're at a zoo, you know, your parents generally should be holding your hands, I think, especially a two-year-old. But
well, she had – wait, I'm sorry. She had more than one child with her. She has three other kids that she has to look after, too. You know what I'm saying? So maybe she could have used some help, you know, a cousin.
Yeah.
Somebody, or Paul Rand, somebody, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because kids get into things. Right. Kids get into things. Right. Kids get into things all the time. You blink your eye, they're into something. You know, it was a pure accident. It was a pure accident. And now, me personally, I would like to know who in America would choose a gorilla over their fucking child. That's what I want to know. And then I would cuss the shit out of them.
Oh, child, none of them. Because if they were see, this is the thing. And they always said that it became an issue because it was a black child at this point that actually got involved with the situation. But we all know, child, you know, white people and their kids, child, yes, just like Hispanic people and their kids. Can't say the same about Asians and their kids because I don't really see a whole lot of Asians and their kids out and about like that. You know, for some reason, I don't. You know, we know they're there, but where they at? But, you know, it's like,
I don't know.
I've seen just different folks, child, with kids in their situations being out and about, and they act differently, just different ways, period. Me personally, I'm the kind of person that if I'm out with a child needs to be right there with me where I am, because anything can happen. Somebody could walk up behind and snatch. Somebody could just run off and do whatever. And I'm like,
anything.
You know,
anything.
I ain't even all of that. So if we out and about, I'm holding your hand. You know what I'm saying? Now
all four of them.
They gonna have to
all
yank you
them?
Out of my hand.
You gonna hold all four of them hand? How you gonna do that?
Honey, there's a way. Trust. I've done it before, child. I've been out with kids that was like, yes, I got one in one hand, one in the other hand, and then the other two on the other end holding hands. Yes, it's a chain. That's how we do it. And then if it's not like that, child, then they're going to have two walking in front of me and then the other two on the side of me. It's a chain. That's
all right,
how we
work. Hold on. All right. Who want to be chained up to an adult at the zoo? You know,
anybody that's going to the zoo with me?
No,
it ain't about wants, honey. It ain't about wants. It's about safety.
The zoo is designed normally in proper circumstances. Designed for kids to run around and get a somewhat closer view and be curious and be inquisitive.
And they can do all of that when it's set up properly, like you said. When you have the proper gates and the proper things in front of them to protect them from the animals, then, yes, they can run up to the wall, to the big, you know, 6-inch thick glass and y'all crawled into what they're seeing. They can do all of that because they're still going to be right there in front of me. I'm watching them, and that's what that's for. But at a zoo where, you know, it's out in the open, true enough, and everybody else, there's a lot of people there with you. You don't want to just let them just run around and run free and not be able to watch them. That's just not how I roll, you know. Because I'm like, I need to have you in my vision to where I can keep an eye on you. I can keep an eye on you, then there's a problem. And it's just for the sake of just, like I said, just keeping them chained up or whatnot. But no, it's because we need to know where you are. A situation kind of happened like that for me when we went to Universal Studios. Well, yeah, it was Universal Studios in Florida when we took our little family vacation, right? Now, it's a bunch of adults and a bunch of kids, because it's all family, but it's a bunch of adults, but a bunch of kids. And we're in a group. And there was this one little child. Now, she was not a baby. She wasn't a two-year-old. Two-year-olds, like I said, yeah, you in my hand. But when you get to a certain age, okay, I can let you walk, because I'm feeling that by now you will be with the group and not to run off from the group, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this child here. I think at the time she was like 10 or 11. So I'm like, okay, she knows better. But she didn't know better for some reason. She didn't. She forgot she was there with me. So, I'm like, this little girl decided, you know, with the group, not a group of us, it had to be at least about 20 of us there. Everybody else was together. She decided that she's going to run herself off ahead, and I'm just like, I turn around, and she just been gone. I literally started going through every which of cracking place I could find to see where this effing and ran off to. Because I'm like, everybody else is over here. Where the heck did she go? And the last time I say where she went that way somewhere, I'm like, no, ma'am. Honey, when I finally got her, I didn't kill her. I ain't even hit her. But, baby, when I tell you, by the time we got back home, oh, she knew that she lucky I did not put my hands on her. Because if I had started swinging on her, y'all, I don't know how bad it would have got. So I didn't do it.
Thank
I
God.
Didn't do it. But note that the next time they went out somewhere, child, she stayed her ass home with me.
Yes, indeed.
I'm like, if you don't know no better by this point in your life and you know who you here with, you ain't going to, I don't care what you think is going on or what you think you know and where you knew where you were and all that kind of stuff. I didn't know where you were. Nobody knew where the hell you were. But you just ran off somewhere like you there by your damn. No, that's not that. That's not how we roll. How we roll. You ain't grown. You are not an adult. You ain't even a teenager to be talking about somewhere. We going over here. We going over there. No. You're supposed to be here with the group.
Okay.
So, yeah, she didn't go nowhere the next couple of days, I don't think, child. And I had to tell her mother what she did, child. She was like, Roger. I said, girl, and I didn't snatch her like I normally would. I didn't snatch her because I was too pissed. But she did not
right.
go anywhere else for the next day or two. So, yeah, she learned, I think. She ain't run off no more. Now, people can say that was extreme. People can say, well, she's on vacation. Yeah, she's on vacation, and she's going to get her behind back home safely if I have anything to do with it, because she was my responsibility.
Well, you didn't choke the girl.
No, I didn't choke. I didn't.
You didn't clock her, so I'm like, you know.
That was
gross. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay.
That was gross.
Oh, you groped her?
No, I said that was gross. Because I didn't just react, you know.
Oh, see, God was working on you. Okay, God was working on you. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. I think I passed that test. I think I did. I think I did. Yes, ma'am. But you just some things you just don't do. And it's like, for me, that's why when it comes to these kind of situations, now, don't get me wrong. I understand that at times you have things going on, because like I had this conversation with my cousin who's here with me visiting for a couple of weeks. Shout out to my cousin Stacey Lucy Lou. Yes, ma'am. And you know, we were having a conversation about, you know, sometimes things do happen, and we talked about how, you know, what's the difference between neglect and a busy mind kind of thing. Because sometimes parents get so engrossed with what they're doing, they don't think every time of what they're doing, so it's like they get confused and they forget some stuff. And there was a situation we were talking about where, like, you know, when people leave children in cars at some point, and how it could be that the parent probably just had so much going on in their mind. And I said, I understand that there's a busy mind at some point. Because, yeah, I'm a forgetful person myself. And if I don't see something, it's out of sight, out of mind. And that could be kids, too, I guess. But it's like I understand those kind of situations where people just have that kind of much going on in their mind, you know? And they're not thinking about every detail of what's going on around them because their mind is going too fast. So in those kind of situations, I feel sorry for the parents that do stuff like that when it's like they just ran into the store because they didn't think Well, yeah, I had my child in the car, but I didn't realize that I had my child in the car because I knew I had to run in here and get my medication and da-da-da-da. When I came back out, she was locked in there. Oh, my God, I locked the door. I didn't mean to lock the door. You know,
I'm
that
sorry.
Kind of stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's totally different. That's totally different from a little wild-ass child going climbing a hole and end up in a pit with a gorilla. I'm sorry. That's two different things. I can't get with that.
It is two different things, but that's why I said it's a wild child. But at the same time, again, like you said, you're going to the zoo. You ought to know, make precautions to me. Make precautions. Because, well, take precautions, should I say. I'm sorry. Take precaution because you're getting ready to go to this busy-ass zoo, a zoo where everything can happen, anything can happen. And if you go in there with more kids than what you feel like you can handle at a time or really keep your eye on, ask somebody else to go. You know, have another person that's there that's able to help you keep an eye on the kids. Otherwise, I mean, I personally do not see myself going to the zoo with more kids than what I can actually keep a control over. Because like this happened, anything can happen. So with 5 kids, 10 kids, one person should not be at the zoo watching 10 kids or 5 kids.
Right. That's true.
You know?
That's true. But I still go back to this. I still go back to this. And, you know, I'm the devil's advocate. I know. Nobody expected there to be a flaw in the design of the exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody expected that. Nobody expected it. And only a child would find a flaw.
And,
in an, you know, only a child would find a flaw in it. You know. So I can't
even say your child would find that flaw.
You know what I'm saying? Right, my badass child. You know.
That one child would find that flaw.
Yeah.
So
I can't say.
It's still not so much about the flaw itself. To me, it's still just the fact of, again, if there was anybody watching that would have been able to pay attention to that child, they would have saw the child run off. Because I'm like thinking to myself, even if that flaw wasn't there, what would have happened if that child would have ran off and got lost in the crowd somewhere? You know?
That's
where my mind goes. That's why I say this.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Well, I mean, but that's the same situation, though. If you're not able to keep your eye on what that child is doing, it's because there's too much going on around you, and you need to take precaution. You need to have something, you know, somebody else there to monitor these kids that you bring into this place. So it's just about being responsible to me. You can't take if you're one person.
I'm not gonna put all that on the mama. I'm not gonna put all that on the mama.
I'm just saying.
I'm not.
I'm just saying. It's not putting all on her, but again, take your part. That's what I'm saying. Because a lot of these parents, child, they just be like, well, I wasn't. Yeah. Take precaution. This is a note for those people that might have done something like that or that might have done something like that in the future. Listen to this. If you go into these kind of places, take precaution. Know how many kids that you can actually keep your eye on at one time. And if you have more than that, bring an extra set of eyes with you. So this kind of stuff does not happen. Because, again, if that child did not fall in that hole, that child could have ran off and fell in a pit somewhere if they was running around and you wasn't paying attention. You know, just like he found that hole, he could have found something else. Somewhere
else. What do you think about the media bringing up the father's criminal past and he wasn't even present when all this was going on? The father wasn't there, but what do you think about the media bringing up his, criminal past to try to discredit the mother and all that stuff?
To me, that's the media being what, you know, the media is, just the media. And it's like it was nowhere near relevant to anything that happened for that situation.
I agree.
It was no relevance at all. Basically, what it is that they were just trying to take another opportunity to make black people look bad, I think.
That's what it seemed like.
That's what it was, because there was no option to even get into. What was the investigation into them to begin with for? I mean, you're at a zoo, your child runs off. Why do you investigate the parents? They had other kids with them. And, I mean, if there was any kind of other neglect, whatnot, why would it take Larissa at a zoo? How did that, you know, how does that, what happens with them and their history and their past and their home, what does that have to do with what happened there at that zoo? You know?
Right, exactly. He wasn't even there.
The father sold drugs. Oh, well, what does that have to do with this gorilla?
Right, and I'm like, okay, so y'all not logically doing anything at all over there at this media outlet. Okay.
No.
Okay, no logic whatsoever. Okay, all
none.
Right. Next.
None, exactly. And that's exactly how I felt when I was reading, when I was seeing that being posted, the father's criminal past. I'm like, what the hell? Next, scroll. They took a situation from a child falling down a hole into the gorilla pit and shooting the gorilla to the father's criminal past. How do you connect those dots? I don't see it.
I don't know. Because, like, they had a lot of people out there, you know, saying that, well, maybe they should have tranquilized the gorilla. And I'm like, okay, if you would have tranquilized the gorilla probably would have thought the child did it. You would have put the child at danger. You put the child at harm because gorillas don't have much sense. Either they're being threatened or not. They don't give two fucks about who in front of them. If they're a threat, they're going to kill them.
Well,
if they're food, they're going to eat them.
They can see, child. I mean, gorillas can see. So if they see...
No, they can see. They can see, but, I mean, they don't have the capacity to determine certain things that we can. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to even, you know, I'm not going to even rationalize a gorilla's thinking. No, I'm not doing that.
I wouldn't either. But at the same time, I would still think that even with the gorilla, child, it's like if you tranquilize them, child, it's like that's the whole purpose of tranquilizing them, so they wouldn't be able to do something, you know?
But see, the gorilla is 400 pounds. One tranquilizer, hang on, do it.
Well, then shoot him twice.
He would have felt that shit and got mad. You know what I'm saying? He would have felt that shit and got mad. Ah! Who did that? You did that, you little motherfucker? You know?
Look. As the zookeeper, you ought to know how much it's going to take to put a gorilla down.
They probably never had to put one down before.
I'm sure some stuff didn't happen before, John. It was like, yeah, and how old is that zookeeper?
This is some new shit.
I'm like, they have people that go up in there that have to feed these things, child. I'm sure they have to keep a gun on hand, child, at some point.
Well,
but, yeah. So I'm just like, yeah,
well,
I mean, I think a tranquilizer could have actually helped the situation also. I don't think they had to kill the gorilla.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. That gorilla is not going to – that. Here we go. See, now I'm getting pissed off. That gorilla is not going to decide whether or not you should live or they should live. They're going to choose themselves, okay?
Right.
That gorilla said, fuck that child.
Actually, the gorilla was actually trying to protect that child because they saw the child fall. That's what I actually heard. But everybody else that was actually posting their videos and their pictures was saying that the gorilla looked like he was trying to actually help the child.
Yes.
So,
yes, those animal lovers.
Those
animal lovers.
Exactly like humans. Gorillas, from what I've been told in history, are very, very much like humans. As far as
not that much like.
I mean, they may not be exactly like. They do some different stuff, yes, because they're different things. They're a different species. But, you know, in instinct, I'm going to say, they do share a lot in common with human beings. Now, my thought is again, like, I can't say how a gorilla would have acted and how they would have done this or how they would have done that, but from my perspective, I would have just thought, you know, well, if we tranquilize him, he ain't going to be able to do much of anything, especially if we basically doing this while he's not directly by the child. And I'm like, I'm thinking that the gorilla can see a child is sitting there, child. So it's like, okay, they're not going to see no gun come from behind them or see a child shoot something from behind them to think that, oh, the child did it, you know? This child just shot me with. It's like, I don't think,
you know,
their mind ain't like ours. I don't think they that dumb, you know?
No, I'm not saying that they're stupid. I'm just saying that they could react, and they could react badly. They could react badly to being shot with that tranquilizer.
In which case, that's why I said my thing is like when they do react, a tranquilizer is supposed to react itself faster